Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. Should be about 9:30 on your dial or on your clock because we're at 99.5 on your dial. In the old days, that's what they had for radios with the dial, but it's about 9:30 on your clock wherever you are because that's what time it is here. We want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Just whatever you're doing and wherever you are, just grateful that you're able to hear the program tonight. Have a powerful, spirit-filled program tonight because, you know, if it's Tuesday, it's Pastor Bird Mahelona Day. Pastor Bird, say hello to everyone out there.
Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday night. Hallelujah.
I wish you guys could see Pastor Bird because a chair has been tossed to the side. He's up. He's jumping. He's ready to roll. We're just going to take care of some housekeeping first. Want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters that are tuning in tonight from Wai'ava and Halava and OCCC, FDC, WCCC, and Saguaro, Arizona. And to everybody else who is not incarcerated but could still be locked up, we want to say good evening and aloha to you. Thank you once again. For those of you who have an email address, you can reach us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you're on the web, we have a website, and that's www.freeinsideministry.org. And for those of you paddling the wave of social media, we still have our Facebook page in 45 countries, 45 languages, almost at the 4,600 mark, which is nothing short of a miracle and is of God, but God, and all God. Amen. Nothing about we do. It's about everything God does through his willing vessels and servants. And also the old-fashioned way, we have a P.O. Box. That is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 968-30. Drop a line. Let us know how things are going. Mahalo for all the mail we've been receiving. You know, I circulate that with our sponsors, Mark and Mary Benson at Honolulu Ford. Thank you so much. And thank you for making this dream, this vision, become a reality and for your generosity for supporting us. And for all of you that are outside, if you're looking for a great deal on an automobile, no better place to go than Honolulu Ford where it's affordable. It'll fit in your budget and it'll be very comfortable. And many times he's helped out people who thought they were beyond help. And you know what? They're driving a new car. Hallelujah. But, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Honolulu Ford. Also to Salem Media for giving us this opportunity, Leilani Williams and her crew, and Linnea out in the mainland, her boss. Just thank you for believing in this program and knowing that everyone, Jeremiah 29:11, applies to everyone. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future. And we believe in the hope and the future for each and every one of you that are on the other side this evening. We thank you for making the choice to take a chance, maybe to change your life by a word that you're going to hear tonight. And just want to thank everyone once again. You know, you could be doing a lot of things, but you're here with us. And last night, you know, I had my lovely bride with us. And, you know, it's like talk story time at the coffee table. And no, we didn't throw our coffee cups at each other, but, you know, she was ready for throw a slipper at me a couple of times. But that's okay. I get the last call because I get bigger slippers. But anyway, all you know, it's wonderful when the angel that the Lord has placed in your life actually loves the Lord more than you do it sometimes because you need that balance to be yoked. And, you know, it's like a triangle. If you both are focused on the Lord, the closer you get to God, the closer you two become. And that's a great way to live because you can't argue. You say, you know what? I'm going to tell God. You know, someone told me, Bulla, you know what faith stands for? And I said, yes, I know what faith stands for. Faith stands for forsake all, I take him. I think that's a very great definition of the word of faith. They go, nah, that's wrong. I go, wrong. Hello, Mary. Hello, wrong. That's a, what, you're going to tell me I spell wrong, R-O-N-G. I know. No. But they said, no, faith is forwarding all issues to heaven. And I said, what? They go, forwarding all issues to heaven. F. I said, I don't know how to spell. Don't spell it. But I thought that one was better. So I'm corrected. I like that one better. Forwarding all issues to heaven. And that way you don't have to worry about nothing, right? Because tomorrow is guaranteed to no one. God is a respecter of no persons. But we focus on what we have today. But without any further ado, I'm going to let Pastor Bird take the show over. He's standing up, and, you know, we don't have enough room for the backflip, but in his younger day, whoo, that bugger, he do them all. But anyway, Pastor Bird, once again, humbled, honored, privileged to have you. Pastor from Fishers of Men Ministries had a wonderful Saturday evening in Halava Gym, awesome. Praise and Worship Chapel. We had a chance to partner together, one church, one body, one God. Man, it was just awesome. It was just beautiful spirit there Saturday. But Pastor Bird, like they say in the local version of the movies, let her rip.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Pastor Buller. Thank you so much for being here today on Tuesday with the Inside Ministry. Free Inside Ministry is broadcasted all over the place, but it's good that we have this station. It's never done before, this radio station for the prison ministry, Pastor Buller.
It's God.
It's all God. It's all connected. In these days, you know, when our work will be kind of related to what this ministry on the radio station is all about. It's reaching out those that by the power of the Holy Spirit and by God's word, Pastor Buller.
Amen.
And, you know, I just wanted to, I still stay on cloud nine from Halava. We had a great time. We brought out Robert. Oh my gosh! Oh, just,
you know, and there's a lot of great praise and worship leaders, but I've been with Robert for about 8 years, and he has not missed once in the hundreds of times, if not thousands, we have ministered together in ushering in the Holy Spirit. Now we're in a prison, and you're going like, how are you going to get the Holy Spirit in prison? Very easily, praise and worship, praise and worship, right there.
That's right. In Psalms 100, in verse 2, it says, come into his presence with worship, Pastor Bula. So when we bring in that worship into action, it will bring the presence of the Holy Spirit into the facility. It doesn't matter if it's in a church. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter where it is.
You can be at the beach with the homeless. It doesn't matter, Pastor Bula. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
You know, that's our word today when we, in John chapter 14, verse 26, God's word is speaking about the things that we on the radio station, wherever we go in worship, Pastor Bula, is the Holy Spirit. We need to be very sensitive. This past Sunday in our church, I spoke to the church and to the group, because when the Holy Spirit is in action up in the front at the pulpit, in the front row, everybody got to be sensitive. Nobody moving around. Nobody talking stories.
No murmuring.
No murmuring. Yeah. No talk about
no
the
disturbance,
people.
No disturbance,
Exactly. So when we reverence the Holy Spirit, Pastor Bula, I seen the anointing. You know, Brother Jeff came by, and then we unblessed one couple. Then I told Brother Jeff, come up, because God wants to bless him today. And then my wife already was in a spirit, was going in a spirit. She was trembling already in worship. And then she never knew what was going on, but the Holy Spirit knew that. She never knew I was going to call up Brother Jeff. And then when I called up Brother Jeff, she went into the spirit. And you know, when Jeff was in the front, there's like electricity all over his body. Possibly he was from the top of his toes to the soles of his feet was chicken skin, even inside his nose, in his ear, every place. I mean, he was filled of the anointing. That's the Holy Spirit. There's nothing to do with Fishers of Men Ministry.
That's right.
Or nothing to do with Pastor Bird. It's all about the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You know, he's a person, Pastor Bula. In John 14, 26, he said, but the comforter. He's a counselor now, Pastor Bula. He's a counselor. The comforter, he's a counselor. He's a helper.
That's right.
He's an intercessor.
That's right.
He's an advocate.
That's right.
And he's a strengthener.
Ooh, yes. Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit, Pastor Bula, is the Father will send in the name of Jesus. He will send them. That means that the Holy Spirit, when God the Father took his son back, he stands as an intercessor. The Holy Spirit takes his half in behalf of his place. He stands in the place of the gap of.
That's right.
Now, if Jesus Christ was still alive, we have to go catch the plane to Israel. You know how long the line going to be just to go see Jesus, Pastor Bula? You thought what is that movies you and your wife just watched?
Yeah, the Son of God.
Son of God. You thought the line was longer than movies, brother. This going to be nothing. Going to take you 2 years just to get up to the front pulpit just to see Jesus, Pastor
Bula. Amen.
But, you know, I thank God. He's so holy and righteous in his perfect plan that he gave his son, now seated on the right-hand side of the Father.
That's right.
God the Father that sent us the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And in through that Holy Spirit, we all can do the great works. How we can all do that? How can
that's right.
How can we go to Halapa this Saturday? You get 7 to 15 guys crying on their knees, weeping. That's the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit right there.
It's not to do with God, the one that put the Holy Spirit in people's hearts.
That's right.
That manifests that the presence of the Holy Spirit is in our its service at that at Halapa. You could see that at anointing, Pastor Bula. And some of them, you know, we're all on a different level.
That's right.
But you can see a part. The plenty of the brothers are coming in, walking in heavy.
Yeah.
There's bitterness and
anger, frustration.
Anger.
Bitter.
But we know when Pastor Brother Robert brought up the Holy Spirit, and he just came and saturated the heart of man, Pastor Bula. And this is the Holy Spirit in action. We can we can testify, Pastor Bula, of God's Spirit in that presence of God.
In the darkest place.
In the darkest, place. Doesn't matter. There's light when we bring the anointing of God's Spirit.
Hallelujah.
But you know, the Holy Spirit will teach us all things, Pastor Bula. He will show us things, secret things we've never seen before. Now, I remember that if in the Holy Spirit, He will teach all things. He bring things to remembrance to us, Pastor.
Yes.
I remember I had this one situation. I went to this person's house and the Holy Spirit told me that, and I was mad at this person because they sold something that I brought, and then I went over there to retrieve what I, you know, or go get what I was mine, and or give somebody lickings.
Yeah, I imagine that. I gonna take it out in money or flesh.
I have to tell the truth because I can lie because I
God know.
So I went over there for go give the girl licking. The Holy Spirit. You remember when you stole your mother's gold ring?
Oh my gosh,
Pastor Bula. I went and the Holy Spirit, and I was all mad. No, whatever. The word said, whatever you sow, you can reap. If I would have been hot-headed and listened to my flesh and not hear and put away the voice of the Lord.
Yeah, wasn't me talking to somebody else.
Was somebody. Got to be somebody else.
Gotta be somebody else. The neighbor.
Got to be talking to this girl because I go ready for lay hands and rebuke somebody. But, you know, the Holy Spirit, we all have a choice, my brothers
and
sisters.
It's all a choice.
Every place that you go, when you're coming out of prison, you know all that Bible studies, the fake part, all these things that you're learning. Brother Jeff, when he came to the church, Pastor Bula, God told him, come to Nanakuli, go with Pastor Bird and go fellowship, because God had a message
for him
to confirm what he was. The same thing that I'm testifying about this relationship I had, that this girl sold my gold chain. He went through the same thing, and this is what he told me before the service even started. You know, Pastor Bird, I was with this girl, and she was doing things, and I was losing them. I was going to lick them. And then the Holy Spirit told me, that's why you went to prison the first time.
Yeah. Hello, wake up, Mary.
The Holy in John chapter 14 says, I will teach you all things. I will bring things to remembrance. Pastor Bula. Now, he had a choice. We all get a choice. What you sow into the flesh, or you go sow in a spirit.
That's right.
But when that Spirit of God came over Brother Jeff, he said, oh, my gosh, he went pull away. He left the relationship because one thing he know that he cannot lose is his Jesus.
That's right.
So, my brothers and sisters, when you guys come out, you know the Word of God is going to come alive. This, you know, prison to me is on college.
That's right.
This is where we're going to be educated.
That's right.
When I went to prison 16 years ago, I had a third grade education.
Mm.
The only thing I could read was da, you, dog, cat.
Hallelujah.
I cannot read. But you know what? I'm falling in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
And I never do dead time. I just fell in love with the Lord. I never care what people are laughing at me. I don't care.
That's right.
God knows my heart.
God knows your heart.
I read and I learned, and the Holy Spirit that has taught me everything that I know, Pastor Bula.
Hallelujah.
When I go to churches or when I go and I speak to sex offenders, and the sex therapist go, Pastor Bula, where you learn all your knowledge? The Bible.
That's right.
The Bible gets so much wisdom, Pastor Bula. That helps sustain me in the times of trouble.
Oh, yes.
In the times of blessing, I put on the full armor and I come against the weapons and the warfare in Jesus' name. There's a lot of things that we have, what God says we have. We can do what God says we can do.
Oh, hallelujah.
It is because of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Bula, that I know that through His anointing that we can move in the pathetic. And it's not about us. It's all about His work.
It's His work.
His will. that was being accomplished in our life. You know, and when I seen this Brother Jeff, and I seen the anointing on top of him, and I seen the transformation, this yes. is what I told him when I brought him to the Father. I said, Brother Jeff, I'm going to anoint you from the top of you, not me, but the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, chicken skin all over his body. Mm. I told him, this is what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Jeff, you overcome the biggest obstacle was the one that was sending you to jail. There's many more tests to come.
Yeah.
But now today, because you passed the first one, you qualify.
That's it.
You qualify because you're of your obedience
yep.
to God's voice.
Mm.
So he turned away from that relationship,
yep.
Pastor Bula, and he went back and he couldn't lose his Jesus.
That's right.
So the Holy Spirit went confirming him the same word I was going to bring out on Sunday.
Wow.
The message was for Brother Jeff. And this message, I believe, Pastor Bula, brothers and sisters, you guys listening to my voice.
That's right.
Whoever can hear my voice can hear God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit know what I'm going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
It's for you. It's not only for Jeff. It's for everybody. It's for me. It's for Pastor Bula.
Amen.
It's for everybody. God's word will not go void.
It will not.
It shall fulfill the destiny of God the Father
mm-hmm.
through the Son by the power of his Holy Spirit. So tonight, you know, when these testimonies are coming out, it's going to have a relationship with you that the light going on that you've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
How the Holy Spirit is activated as an intercessor and mm-hmm. helper for you to give you strength in the times of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
That the Holy Spirit going to lift you up in the behalf of Jesus Christ. You know, Pastor Bula, when Jesus left, he was asking God, who going to help my disciples, the
That's
one
right.
that he's mentored? They're not ready.
Yep.
They're not qualified.
Yep.
You know what? When he left, the Holy Spirit came active.
Came. Yep.
This is when the Holy Spirit started to speak through mm-hmm. them and through them that taught them all things.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're reading in John chapter 14, how God has taught the Holy Spirit to taught the disciples
mm-hmm.
how to fight warfare, how to pray, how to use their anointing, how God has strengthened them in their weaknesses that they became. Because, you know, Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him. He goes, Lord, I'm mm-hmm. not
That's
strong,
right.
brother.
Right.
I'm going to mm-hmm. kill for you,
That's
Jesus.
Right. I take the bullet for you. Yeah,
I take the bullet.
I take the bullet.
I take everything, Lord. You don't know, man. I'm there, Jesus. Jesus said, Peter, you don't know.
You don't know.
You're going to deny me.
Yeah.
So, my brothers, this is very important when you come out of prison, that you know the Holy Spirit and you know the voice.
Know the voice.
That when you come out, that you're not going to deny Jesus. You see, when people come to tempt you with drugs and alcohol,
that's right.
and there's going to be pornography stores and you're going to pass by and you're going to be tempted, you can overcome Satan by it. It is written. God's word, God's voice.
Mm.
It is the word that brings clarity and understanding to mm-hmm. because you have a relationship with now
That's right.
with Jesus. Peter, when he was on a boat, he know that God's voice. So Peter told Jesus, is that you?
Mm.
Now listen, my brother, if that voice come back, hello, come over. That's not Jesus. She's a trick.
She's a trick. The devil going to use
Don't
the best.
Go. Yeah. Don't go. Your flesh is weak. Don't
That's
go.
That's right. The flesh.
Don't listen. Remember Jesus' voice.
Mm.
He said you can overcome.
Mm.
You got to be an overcomer, my brothers and sisters. Resist the devil. Don't give him a place and hold an opportunity in your mind.
That's right.
He comes from your thought, then he pollutes your heart.
Mm.
He clutters up the Spirit of God that's trying to work with you. Always open up your heart. Never close your heart to the voice of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is evidence in our life. He's the comforter. He will teach you all things. He will bring things to remembrance. Whatever he said, he will do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in his voice, when he's speaking to you, it's a still voice that you know that the peace of God that is in you is them that obey God's voice. And in the obedience of God's voice, you're going to start to sow seeds in the spiritual sense, in the spiritual seeds in your heart and in your life. It will start to grow, bud, blossom, and bloom. That you would have the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, joy. There is the fruits of the Spirit that will bring you the peace that the world can never give you. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. He would rest on you.
Mm.
So always remember, in the churches and in the prison, it doesn't matter. That the Holy Spirit, he will bring remembrance of scriptures
that the Holy Spirit going to be your comforter. He will be your counselor. He will take you on that journey of the Holy Spirit to the day that Jesus come. And to the day that Jesus come, there's going to be the redemption. In Ephesians says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You are sealed. That's the Holy Spirit means you are sealed to the day of redemption. We cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. Just like when I'm speaking to our elders and our church members, when the Spirit is in action, please be still. Don't talk story. No gossip about people. Mm-hmm. Don't think you know what the Holy Spirit is saying or demonstrating. Just be attentive and stay in prayer. When we reverence the Holy Spirit, when everything is said and done, the victory is yours, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The victory is yours. There's nothing like the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. You know, when for my brothers in Christ in the prison, this is a very powerful word. In Isaiah chapter 45, it talks about Cyrus. Now, listen, my brothers. Cyrus was a first chosen Gentile in the Old Testament. He was chosen by God the Father. He is the one that was, you are the Gentiles in this generation.
That's right.
God said, thus said the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus. Now you take out Cyrus' name, you put your name, Pastor Bulla, Pastor right. Bird, Johnny, Jimmy, Elaine, Cynthia, you take out Cyrus, you put your name. God has called you and anointed you. His right hand, he has hold you to subdue nations before him. I will loosen the lions and the kings on the gates that have held you down in prison. He would break those bondages. He would break that addiction. When Jesus get a hold of your life, fear dies when he's anointed you. It doesn't matter what you were in, it's what you're coming out of. So God wants to bring you out of the clay to shape you and to mold you in the image of the Son, Jesus Christ. Know that God's word said he would go before you. God, you know, we got to let God go. Don't stop putting God on the side. I use a scenario that when you come out of prison, you go around, you call your friends, hey, my brother, come inside. The music starts to change.
Yep.
Your friends change. And then usually Jesus is in the front with you. Jesus, you can go in the back in the trunk.
Yeah, put him in the trunk.
Get out of here. Go in the trunk, Jesus, because I got my friends
back.
That's
right. I'm back in the hood.
Go back in the hood. So that's what happens is that God is not going to go before you. See, when God goes before you, he's going to make all your crooked roads straight. And he's going to break in pieces the brass and the gates that has held you in the prison walls.
That's right.
What are you going to break? What roads he going to? The crooked roads means this. Your addiction and your fear is going to die in the presence of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you programs, sex offender programs, anger management. This is how God used the law and the programs to help make your crooked road straight. When you get to know God's word and what it means that he would go before you, he will make all your crooked roads straight, all your thoughts straight. He will get you to places where he needs you to be. And where he's going to show you when you get into that point, that he's going to show you secret and dark and hidden things of riches in places that you never seen. See, my brother, your eyes have not seen yet, nor your ears have heard yet the glory of the Lord that he has in your life. He cannot trust you until he see you coming closer. The more closer you come to Jesus, the more he can expose the glory of God and the miracles in your life.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to show the enemy. He's not going to give you something that you want. He's going to give you something and show you what you need.
That's right.
And this is the Holy Spirit. Now, he has called Jacob as a servant. He has called him the elect to go into the nations to help to do the great works of the Lord. There is no God like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 45, he said, the Lord said that he has guarded thee. What that means? That means that when you see, there's a lot of guys, I'm supposed to be dead. Pastor Bulla, you're supposed to be dead.
That's supposed to be dead how many times?
God has guarded us from death. We're supposed to be dead right now, but God has a plan and a purpose according to his word.
Amen, amen.
He's going to show us all things. And he's going to show us the path of righteousness. When you look, when God said he has guarded thee, though that you have not known me, that means before you knew God, God has already has a plan, and he has protected you from the wound. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it says that when Jeremiah was, before he went into the womb, God already created a plan for his life. When you take out Jeremiah, you can put your name in there.
That's right.
You can put John, Mary, Cynthia. It doesn't matter. Whatever your name is, my brothers and sisters, you put your name in the papers and the pages, and then you're going to see and your eyes going to hear the vision and the statement of God's word become alive by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
God going to lead you into all of this. But you need to remember, my brothers and sisters, you got to get rid of the stuff that is affecting you. Pictures on your wall affect you.
That's right. Music.
You don't like put your enemy on the wall.
That's right.
You like put somebody that you love.
Love.
People that inspires you.
That's right.
Because God, if you look at God's word, every word from the scripture is an inspiration from God.
That's right. The
color of your house going to affect you.
That's right.
Is the color of your house pink? When you come home, I hate pink. Why you paint on pink? Well, you buy one house that is pink. So even the music gonna affect you.
That's right.
Some of the music when you come out, secret lover.
Yeah.
We gotta be careful. We married.
Yeah.
The kind of songs gonna affect you, my brothers and sisters. I heard this song when I was watering my yard down in Hanakuli. I hear these kids coming down, pumping a song. The music go, the lyrics go like this: slap the bitch, shoot the cop.
Yeah.
I look at that. I go, my gosh. Yeah. You see, my brothers, this is what's gonna happen. This younger generation, when you're listening to the music long enough, it's gonna produce the fruits in your mind.
Yep.
It's
gonna.
It might be all good music to you. It's an in thing. But when you go down to Makaha Beach and you start drinking Heinekens and you already act cop, you're gonna slap the bitch.
Yep.
When she call a cop, you're gonna shoot the cop.
Yep.
You already programmed the music going affect you.
Hallelujah.
You gotta be careful in what you're listening to.
That's right.
The friends that you're with, they're gonna affect you. They can talk everything that is of the world, and you're going to get affected, and then you're going to be misled. Don't be deceived, because I know that in Galatians, God is not a one to be marked.
That's right. You'll mark him, yep.
You don't mark God's word. This is what we think we're going to do when we mark God's word. We think we're sly, but we're not sly. God is a God that not to be marked. That's mean we don't care. We have no feelings about the Holy Spirit. But we got to remember that whatever you're sowing, like Brother Jeff, he had a choice. If you're going to sow into the flesh, you're going to sow corruption. If you're sowing in the spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life. If you're ready to change and to receive everlasting life, my brothers and sisters, this is the time. I'm just giving everybody an opportunity right now. If this is you and you're struggling and you need to come into repentance, remember this. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner.
I
need help, Lord.
I need
you.
I need you, Lord.
Lord, tonight, I receive you.
I receive you. As my Lord.
And my Savior.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen. What a powerful message tonight by Pastor Bird Mahalona. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you prayed that prayer right now, you are free. The word shall be sealed. Remember, we love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. We'll see you tomorrow night. Get some rest. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. Ahuyo.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.